This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
So for those of you just tuning in, we started the show out with a piece from the Free Thought Project, and there's more to this, so I definitely want to keep this going because I think it's pretty important. We are talking about this proposal, and I guess it's more than a proposal now because it has passed as part of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed for this year by Barack Obama just 2 days before Christmas. And in these provisions, they create a new global engagement center. Which, and I'm just going to share this again because we do have new listeners tuning in all the time here. The purpose of this center shall be to lead, synchronize, and coordinate efforts of the federal government to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interests.
Sort of makes them the world police. I mean, if they're calling it the Global Engagement Center and they're worried about, you know, other states with their propaganda. So how are they combating the information and media coming from other states?
Well, not only are they going to be trying to combat via making their own propaganda, which is part of this here, not only are they going to be combating, like, let's say, Russian propaganda against the United States, but according to the text of the new law, they will also be supporting the development and disinformation of fact-based narratives and analysis to counter propaganda and disinformation directed at the United States and United States allies and partner nations. So not only are they going to be defending globally the United States against so-called propaganda efforts, but they'll also be defending anyone who is a U.S. ally. So all the various different countries that they're buddy-buddy with, well, they're going to be creating propaganda, counter-propaganda to propaganda. I mean, this really is a global initiative here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It really makes me think Team America, World Police.
For sure.
Big time.
Many of the Global Engagement Center's duties concern targeting disinformation and propaganda being disseminated in other nations. However, it subtly suggests that the effort would seek to prevent such content from reaching the United States. Thus, domestic actions are by no means ruled out. Indeed, the law also states this, quote, "The center is authorized to provide grants or contracts of financial support to civil society groups, media content providers, non-governmental organizations, federally funded research and development centers, private companies, or academic institutions for the following purposes." They're going to give taxpayer dollars out to all of those types of organizations, including private companies and media content providers, to, quote, "support local independent media who are best placed to refute foreign disinformation and manipulation in their own communities, to collect and store examples in print, online, and social media disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda directed at the United States and its allies and partners." Hey, look, this is a blog that we like over here. We're going to hire you to – we're not going to hire you to make propaganda for the United States. We're only hiring you to collect examples from local media of this propaganda. So we're just going to funnel money to this media organization, which, of course, is fungible. Whenever, you know, money gets paid to you, you can put it wherever you want, and you can say, oh, yeah, we only use that money from the government to collect articles and give them to the government. Well, they might have used the money for something else entirely, but you really don't know which way the money is being, you know, allocated.
But either way, they are literally, correct me if I'm wrong, they're basically paying people off to sell the story that they want to be selling. Is that what it kind of sounds like?
They're also going to be paying these organizations, various different types, to, quote, analyze and report on tactics, techniques, and procedures of foreign information warfare with respect to disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda, and also to support efforts by the center to counter efforts by foreign entities to use disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda to influence the policies and social and political stability of the United States and U.S. allies and partner nations. So again, supporting local independent media who are best placed to refute foreign disinformation and manipulation in their own communities. Now, the way that sounds is that they're talking about other countries. It sounds on its face like they're talking about outside of the United States.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case here. And all they have to do is say, well, it's foreign disinformation being propagated in the United States. So, oh, it came from Russia, but it's being published by a blog that's originating from the United States. So, therefore, that's why they're going to fund their competition, basically. That's what they're talking about here, funding the competition who are critical.
That's what I'm trying to understand. It really sounds like they're giving a financial reward to you if you toe the line, which is on top of the stuff that we've talked about in the last hour, which is, you know, you're going to be better off towing the American government line because you're going to be able to get the guests that are, you know, the military generals or whoever it is involved in
the
government.
You don't want to lose our guests.
You want to make sure you get a good spot in all of these press conferences for the White House and the Rose Garden or whatever.
Right.
You want to make sure that you have all that. But also, apparently, you're going to get a nice little paycheck as long as you say and report what you're supposed to. And these are the things that are happening that make this word truth not so legitimate anymore, because what the truth is becoming is not anymore, you know, an objective like, okay, this is what's happening. You know, we've cited different sources. We've come to this conclusion. The truth is, well, who paid me off? The truth is, well, I don't want to lose my job. The truth is, I don't want to go to jail. You know, that's what the truth is. Whatever story, you know, make sure that I'm okay with my position, you know, because that's what it boils down to, is that they're playing on our fears. And our fears are, you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to not have a paycheck, worry about feeding your family, going broke and homeless. These are real fears. You want to do what you're supposed to do to keep a job. You know, you can see this anywhere, but obviously, big time, if you're working in one of these, you know, journalistic type of companies, you can't just go renegade. You can't anymore.
But they don't feel like they can. They could.
They could.
You know, if,
but they put themselves on the line.
Well, right. I mean, look at Glenn Greenwald, okay? So the guy who broke the Edward Snowden story initially.
Yeah.
He did go out on his own. And, you know, he was working for The Guardian for a while, and he was great when he was there. But he ended up striking out on his own. He went over to The Intercept, which I think he actually helped to found.
Yeah.
Because then he could really report with no strings attached. And he's still there. Now, whether it's a profitable enterprise or not, we don't know. But they're still there. They're still putting out good good reports, detailed, in-depth exposés of various different governments, for instance. And so it can work if you've built enough of a renown for yourself. Like if John Stossel wanted to had his show canceled on Fox Business recently. If he wanted to go out and launch his own network or show, people would pay attention to him.
Sure.
Because he's John Stossel. He doesn't need – he's big enough of a personality now to where he doesn't need to have Fox News backing him up.
But I think he knows that he's going to take a sizable pay cut.
That's true.
You can get by. I mean, there are some organizations like Anti-War is a great example, antiwar.com. You know, they thrive off donations. So it has to be, though, a grassroots effort of, listen, we're going to give you the most objective reporting we can, but we need you, the listener, the consumer, the reader, to help us stay afloat. Because otherwise, we're not going to get by selling Tide commercials or whatever it is.
No, Tide would not advertise.
You know, whatever it is.
These corporate, you know, mega corporations are not going to advertise with antiwar.com. They don't want to be associated with a message of anti-war. They want to be a flag waver. They want to be, go troops! You know, because for them, That's where the money is.
Exactly. So, really, you just, it has to be that type of grassroots effort. You know, if you've got some money to spare, it's really important after legislation like this to support the media that is giving you the actual truth. Not the government truth, the actual truth.
Now, more so than ever, it's going to be more important because now the government apparently is going to be supporting the media that they like with your tax dollars. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can take control of the airwaves here. While you still can, at least in until the U.S. government decides you're not allowed anymore. Thankfully, we still have some semblance of free speech here, but what it's sounding like is that the U.S. federal government is going to be subsidizing the speech that they want to hear. So not necessarily that you will be stopped from saying what you want to say. It's just that you'll be up against competition that is literally getting a paycheck from the federal government. And that's some of the disturbing portions of this new NDAA that was signed into law by Barack Obama just a few days ago. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Cody.
And would you like to try out the best pillow you'll ever use risk-free for 60 days? Here's how you do it. It's MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you want to pick up. And then if you decide for some reason that this is not the best pillow that you've ever owned, you can just send it back to them within 60 days and they'll send you your purchase price back. Now, I've been using it for the past several months, and it's been fantastic. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable, so you can actually put it in the washer and dryer. It's designed for that. So, again, try it out. There's almost no risk here. You go to MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the special offer of one at half price or two for the price of one. And again, you get that 60-day window where you can send them back. And then there's also a 10-year warranty on the product itself. So they really are standing behind their product, which is what I like to see, over at MyPillow.com with code FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Hear more about the disturbing counter-propaganda provisions in the new National Defense Authorization Act. But first, it's Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph,
yeah, well,
talk live with you, know, Cody.
You're not talking about Obama, right? Which is a propaganda, number one, a fake news, number two.
Donald Trump is not going to get into office and repeal the NDAA.
Okay, but that being said, El Negro Animal, has been a figurehead, has been an acting president for the last 8 years. He is an out-and-out wild animal through and through. He's an out-and-out racist through and through. And this is being manifested right now with this action he has undertaken before the United Nations. Excoriating, condemning, denouncing the state of Israel. It's hard for me to...
Is there something wrong with denouncing the state of Israel?
The state of Israel
Answer my question. You don't think the state of Israel has any issues?
Issues with what, sir? With that, I'm talking to Cody, right? Okay.
Yeah,
issues
yeah.
with what? With
I'm
with
just
what?
Confused. With why does the state of Israel get a pass as opposed to any other state anywhere?
But I believe
because it's
that
a holy land.
But the action of Obama, there is a degree of anti-Semitism to it. Okay?
Has Obama been shown to be anti-Semitic? Like, has he done
right?
anti-Israel anything?
He's anti-Israel.
Seems like every president I've seen has been pretty pro-Israel.
You know, this animal is one with Satan, therefore he has some kind of satanic power about him.
Satanic power. Okay, I'm with you now.
What has he done that is against Israel, though?
Besides giving them millions of dollars more than any other
probably
country
billions.
Ever.
Probably billions.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Hang
sure.
on, Ralph, I got somebody who wants to talk to you here, who might want to talk to you, because he's been one of your biggest critics, and I don't think you two have ever been on hold at the same time. So I'm going to bring Hung Like
okay.
Jesus on the line here.
Right.
Hung, did you want to say something to Ralph while we've got him?
Yeah, I want to say something to that fool. Hey, Ralph, if you consider Obama an animal, what do you consider that psychopath that's running your country?
You mean the Philippines, where Ralph is from originally?
Yeah, his country. Yeah, his country.
I suppose that the person I'm talking to is black, correct? Are you black?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what this
no,
person
no,
is.
No, no,
that's
no, no, no.
Right.
Identify yourself. Identify
your
yourself. You're telling me, no, how dare you? How dare you call the president of that country? How dare you? You
oh
look
my
like what's
God,
going on
man.
In your own backyard.
Why can't you just answer the question,
you know,
Ralph?
Look at what's going on in Chicago. Why
he's saying, how dare you?
Why don't you people get your act together?
You people?
Ralph, take a deep breath.
I'm putting him on hold.
Ralph, take a deep breath. Your voice is getting really high.
It's really shrill.
You're not coming off as likable.
Go ahead, Hung.
One thing. I just want to know one thing. What does he think about the psychopath that's running his country? That's it. I don't care about Chicago or wherever else.
All right, I'm going to bring him back on here.
Philippines, that's it.
Ralph, just answer the question.
When are you people going to get your act together and not be a threat to society?
So you are a racist, Ralph. You keep claiming you're not a racist, but saying things like, you people, dregs of society or a drain on society, it's pretty clear that you're racist. Yeah. You don't have any intention of answering his question, do you?
No, he doesn't.
All right, goodbye then. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hung it. Do you want to further comment? Go for it.
No, I don't have anything else to say. He said it all.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
Someone needs to mail that guy a joint.
Ralph?
Ralph needs to settle down.
He would be put to death in the Philippines if they caught him with a joint.
Is that where he's living right now?
No, he lives in New Jersey. He's originally from the Philippines, which is why the accent sometimes is kind of hard to understand. And I've heard, now I don't know, you know, how true this is, but I've heard that it's not uncommon for people in the Philippines to dislike black people. Why that is, I don't know. But it seems, it seems pretty clear that Ralph, who on one hand has claimed up and down, you know, for the 2 years or however long it has been that he's been calling this show, that he's not a racist, even though he calls Barack Obama an animal and frequently refers to...
I must have heard that at least a dozen times.
But he'll claim that he's, he's only talking about Barack Obama. He wouldn't say that about all black people. But then when you give him opportunities to talk about, you know, other things, he inserts words and phrases that sure do sound pretty racist.
Hmm. Well, next time he calls in, we should ask him about Herman Cain. I don't know.
That's a good question.
We'll get his opinion on a few different black people and see what he calls them.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Cody. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I want to let you know that that was an interesting conversation, by the way. You know, I can't believe that Ralph pairs up Obama as much as he does, and he's a minority. It's really amazing. See, if you're in a... what I wanted to say was that our state, we have a budget shortfall. So we run out of money, and, you know, their solution is to tax our groceries when we buy food.
Like, is there currently no grocery tax in New Mexico?
Right, with Governor Richardson.
Hold that thought, Sarah. We'll let you come back and discuss it further here in moments. Taxing groceries is basically a tax on poor people. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because it's going to hit them disproportionately as compared to
there's
other
a food
people.
Tax in New Hampshire, too, right?
I don't think on groceries.
Not
on prepared foods, like at restaurants and things like
difference.
That.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about the budget shortfall plus more on propaganda coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.
Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website coming up here, 2017, just around the corner, no better time than now to start moving towards starting your own website. Or maybe you already have a website, but you're frustrated with your current host. I know what that's like. There have been some bad hosts out there, and if you ended up getting stuck with one of them, well, you can always move your operations over to HostGator, or, like I said, start a brand new website, start up a brand new blog. You want to get out there, get your information out into the blogosphere? Well, HostGator can help, and they make it easy with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. Plus, they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you will find out why HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. Now, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular hosting prices when you go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL to get 50% off for whatever the initial term is you sign up for. If you sign up for a month, sorry, you only get 50% off for 1 month. You sign up for 3 years, you get 50% off for all three of those years, and then you go up to their regular prices after that. So go to HostGator.com/FTL to get started, and get that great discount for Free Talk Live listeners. HostGator.com/FTLs. We go back to Sarah in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you were saying that there's a so-called budget shortfall there in New Mexico, and the plot at the moment that you've heard about is that they want to tax groceries to make up for it.
Right, that's correct. So we had grocery receipt tax like 15 years ago, and when we had Governor Richardson, do you remember Bill Richardson? He was running in the primaries. Anyways, I don't know if you, but he as soon as
sounds
he
familiar,
got
but I don't pay attention to these guys.
But I mean, yeah, just the name.
Well, but he was our Democratic governor. As soon as he got elected, he got rid of the grocery receipt, and I was so happy that it's like we don't pay tax on food. It's like, that's so cool. Now they want to start taxing our food. And we have, you know, New Mexico has second most highest poverty and child, you know, instability and starving children during the summertime. And this is what they want to do. And already all the cultural centers and the they're, like, opening it, like, one day a week. They can't afford to open it, like, 5 days a week now. Hmm. But, you know, my suggestion is, you know, I tell you what, when we had red light cameras here, the state took half of our money out of Albuquerque. How about that?
Is that your suggestion?
But
is that your suggestion? Because it's a really crappy suggestion. People just get caught in red lights, you know, take their money. Is that your suggestion?
Well, the state took half of the money. That's how they funded the state. And then they had money.
It doesn't even make the traffic safer. It really doesn't.
Yeah, for somebody
who's so
concerned.
The cameras make people really anxious.
Right, and they're more likely to slam on their brakes, which means they're going to cause a wreck at the intersection there. Because people aren't expecting it, and they'll just pile right into the back of them. This has been shown time and time again, city after city, study after study, that shows that these red light cameras do make traffic more dangerous, as you were saying, Cody. It's not just speculation. It's a fact, and that's the reason why these cities are getting rid of them. Because you know the city doesn't want to get rid of a revenue source. They are going to do everything they can to defend these things, but they're so indefensible that cities have actually had to get rid of them because they're so unpopular politically and also so dangerous. So it's not just that they're unpopular because people don't like tickets, but they're also unpopular because people are dying or getting whiplash or injuries because of the fact these cameras exist. And Sarah, as somebody who has called this show on more than one occasion expressing concern for traffic fatalities, you should be the first one who's concerned about the dangers of these red light cameras.
Well, the thing is, the state had plenty of money taking half of our red light camera money from Albuquerque. They had plenty of money, just took half of it.
But money is not what I'm talking about. Did you even hear what I said?
So why is it okay to tax or fine somebody in that certain method, but some sort of food tax is not okay? So why is it okay to tax somebody in one place and not okay in another place? I mean, you can't have that double standard. Either it's okay to tax anywhere or it's not okay to tax anywhere. That's what it boils down to. You can't just say, like,
you asked her a question. You asked her a question. Let's let her answer the question. Go ahead, sure.
Okay, look at traffic violated when you're speeding, you're breaking a traffic law. When you're buying food, you're not breaking any law. You just want to eat.
That's actually a good response. I think that's what I would have said had she not said that. I would have played devil's advocate against you there, and I think that's a good response.
It's a decent response. It doesn't make it justifiable, but it's a decent response.
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't justify the traffic fatalities and accidents that happen as a result of the red light cameras. Now, I'm not saying it has to be one or the other. We don't need to have that, Sarah. The solution is to cut the government down, is to make it so that the New Mexico government isn't so bloated. I mean, there are always ways where the government is spending way too much money, where the government is way too big.
I'll say something. Well, how come we killed 376 people in auto crashes, the highest rate ever? I think we killed around.
You
want to
kill some more? You want to take that up to 400? Then bring back the red light cameras. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you care about people's safety on the roads, you cannot be for red light cameras. they are time and time again shown to be a danger to people who are driving. They're distracting, number one. I mean, I thankfully have only seen these things a few times in my life. When I went down to Florida after having been gone from Florida for 6 years, I finally went back to visit some actually went back for a concert and went ahead and visited my parents while I was down there.
Yeah.
And they have these red light cameras everywhere. They didn't have them when I'd lived there, you know, 10 years ago, but they must have just put them in because, man, I was going through, I didn't run any red lights, but when you, I guess it's like there's this big bright flash that will flash on these red light cameras as you sort of drive through the intersection. There's this flash, and if if it's nighttime, it's super distracting.
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm like, what was that? I'm looking behind me, like, where did that flash come from? I mean, maybe you get used to it over a while, presumably you would, but, you know, still, and then you've also got the thing where people are slamming on their brakes to avoid a ticket and causing wrecks.
Right, and it's like if you're already trying to pay attention to, if you are actually running a red light, you want to be paying attention to the fact of, is somebody else coming through the intersection?
Sure.
And if you're being distracted by some kind of blinky, flashy light, well, that's going to divert your attention away from looking around to see if there's a car oncoming.
Right. And most people aren't running a late red. They're running the yellow that turns red at the last second. I mean, most people who run a red light aren't blowing through 3 seconds after the other side has gone green.
Most people that are running a red light, it's because they're stopped.
Yeah.
It might be, the dead of night. There's no traffic. And they're like, why am I sitting here?
Yeah. Sure. And I do that plenty of times. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's dead out there. If I'm at an intersection, I'm going to look. If there's no obstruction, right? Like, if there's an obstruction, I'll wait until the light changes, and I won't, you know, go out in front of what could be traffic. But if I can see every direction that there's nobody coming, I'm just going to go. I don't care.
Why wouldn't you?
Right. That's what more people should do, is use their common sense, pay attention to what's going on, and react accordingly to that. Now, look, if you want to solve the problem of red light running, because the idea behind red lights are, you know, red light running is dangerous, is that, oh, somebody's, you know, coming through on the green, the person runs the red, they get T-boned, right?
Yeah.
That's the concern. Okay, again, most people who run reds aren't coming through 5 seconds after it's turned. It's just the people who are trying to get through on the yellow, and then they just happen to get caught. That's not likely going to cause an accident so long as the other people aren't gunning it as soon as they hit the green. So if people are paying attention, then the problem is not there. But, of course, you can't count on drivers to pay attention. So here's what you do. When the light turns red, the other lights that go green should wait a second or two. Even a couple seconds before those turn green.
And I think they do, too.
I think
after one turns red, there's a few seconds, there's leeway.
Yeah.
There's time for people to run that red light.
And that works a whole lot better than threatening people with tickets and forcing them to slam on the brakes, which causes wrecks. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited here. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
Don't forget to check out more of Cody on Off the Air Live. That is your show that airs live Saturday nights on lrn.fm from 10 p.m. till sometimes 1 a.m.
Sometimes, yeah.
And usually midnight. And then it's been going on for many years. When did it start? 06, 07?
I started doing radio podcasting in 2007.
Okay.
Started out as the Cody O'Connor Show.
That's right.
It became Off the Air Live in 2008 after my 100th episode. I kind of switched that over because I didn't want to have a radio show named after myself. I felt like that was a little bit egotistical.
I felt the same way.
I changed the name in 2008. And we've been going since then. And I think we've been on LRN now since
2010.
I want to say 2012.
No, it's got to be longer than that.
It's been a while. It's been quite a few years now. You know, kind of a, I would like to say a staple of the LRN live thing. You know, there was a time being where I was doing live shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's kind of been cut down now due to work and just me being busy and stuff. But I like to still have my little place on LRN late nights just to do my thing. Have fun, get drunk, not take things too seriously, and, you know, just keep things going.
Now, you do a video feed, but have you been putting up archives? Are you still on that? You're like, you know, weekly?
I haven't been really good about that, but come January, I think my New Year's resolution needs to be is put the archives up immediately.
Are you going to be doing a show this weekend? I know you've been taking some time off for the holidays.
I'm going to be waiting, not this weekend, but the weekend after that. Vincent, who co-hosts on Fridays?
when he's in town, and when he's not right town. Now.
Right, so when he's back. When Vincent's back, we're going to be coming back in January, full okay. steam,
all right,
basically.
So skipping this weekend and then coming back in January. So.
That's the plan, yep.
All right, so go to offtheairlive.com. You can still get older episodes.
Oh, yeah, going all the way back to 2008. You can find every single one of them.
Except for the most recent ones.
Yes. The past few weeks, right. I've been,
you know.
Getting lazy.
Offtheairlive.com. Go check out more of Cody over there as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We can get back into the propaganda war coming up in moments. But first, Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I reckon I was working on some old information that I guess Melanie was working with, too. I've been around a long time, and I distinctly remember having it out with some of the bureaucrats on the air one time, a bureaucrat about organ donation and liver transplants and stuff like that.
What you're referring to, Tom, because, again, we have listeners tuning in that weren't necessarily listening when you called last night. You're referring to a call you made last night where you informed us that there were, in some states, provisions that allowed a family member to override an individual's decision to donate his or her organs. And when we looked into it further, because Daryl said he was shocked by that, we looked into it further. It turned out that there were states that had that, but most of the states have passed this certain rule. God, what was it called? Like first... I forget what it was called. But anyway, there was some sort of single responder rule or whatever. Or I forget what it was called. But anyway, it was basically your ability to say, these are my organs. I am deciding to donate them, and no one else can override that. So most states do not allow the family to override at this point, the supermajority of them.
At this point. So I don't know of any that do allow it, but I don't know of any states that allow the family to refuse after the person has definitely signed the document there. These things have definitely changed over the years, and for the good, certainly.
Yeah, that's true.
If the organs can be removed and transplanted, then they might save somebody's life. That is certainly a factor involved there, and I guess some of the information I was working with is outdated, and it was lamentable that I was not able to overrule the next of kin on these things. What they need to do, by the way, for some people, for single people who are at least 18, they should be allowed to appoint somebody else their next of kin, namely a funeral director, and then the funeral director. Okay, they've got a insurance policy, and so we'll just take in the body, and that's the end of that. We're not going to notify the family.
Hmm. Yeah, your average 18-year-old's probably not thinking about those kinds of things.
Well,
but
they don't get along. Let's say they decided to be a queer, and the parents don't like that, and so they kick them out of their.
I don't think most people decide that, Tom. I know that you. I know you're a bit of a homophobe yourself, but yeah, just from my experience of having talked to a number of gay people about their own personal experiences, not a single one of them just decided to go gay. That's something that they were born with.
Oh, so it was a shotgun wedding.
Huh? What does that mean?
Well, they were forced to get married, or was that their own choice?
There's a difference between choosing to get married and choosing to be gay. You understand that, right? You are gay before you get married.
You do have free will, though.
They have a free will. They can choose. They go down, just sign on to that dating website, edit their profile. Instead of being men seeking men, they type men seeking women. And then they go on dates with women, or, the other
way. No, that generally doesn't happen. If you're gay, you don't just go on dates with women, unless you're trying to make people believe you're not gay and you're living a lie. You're living a life that is not truly who you are. There are some people who've been in those circumstances, certainly more so in the past than today, when it's certainly much more. Huh?
Bruce Jenner, remember?
That's a whole other story.
Now he's transgender.
That's not even gay. He believes that he is a woman and decided that he wanted to change genders.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, there's your little dose of homophobia for the night from Tom in New Hampshire.
Even if it is a choice, then still, why would you care, though? That's what it really boils down to, is choice or not choice, it doesn't matter because so what? Really, the answer is so what?
So what about who, what's people's sexual orientation are? Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So if you choose to be gay, then that's okay, just as well as if you didn't choose for that.
Yeah, I just don't, I agree with you. I don't understand why people like Tom feel so threatened by it. Like, what's the problem with it? Someone's different than you are. Welcome to life. I mean, there are a lot of different people out there. Some people have different beliefs. Some people have different preferences. And in this case, we're talking about a way that somebody was ostensibly born. It's not even like a preference that they've chosen for themselves. In fact, why would anyone choose that for themselves? I mean, given the amount of disdain...
It's not an easy life to live.
Exactly. Given the amount of people like Tom who are out there that look down at people who are gay, that if you're in school, you get, in some cases, picked on, maybe beaten up.
I've seen it. Seen it.
Right. So
before people had come out, you know, people already knew. They could smell it on them. And they gave them crap day in, day out. And imagine what that would do to somebody's psyche. It's
exactly.
It's not good. It's not healthy.
There's a whole campaign out there. I'm sure you've heard of it, of It Gets Better. This is a campaign that is being marketed towards young gay people who are in government schools, typically, or private schools. I'm sure they're just as bad. But, you know, in schools with people who are treating them terribly, to remind them, hey, this isn't real life, kids. This life that you're in right now, the school that you're in for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, or however long it is, this isn't what real life is. In real life, people are better. They're more respectful towards you in general. But in here, it's like you're in prison and you can't get out. In real life, if you don't like where you are, if you don't like the workplace you're in, if you don't feel comfortable with the boss that you have, you can just leave. You can just go and get a job somewhere or start your own company or whatever. You can go and do something that's completely different. But in government school, you're forced to be there every day or else they're going to throw your parents in prison. So, you know, it's like a completely different world in there. So to remind them that it gets better, and the idea of the campaign, as I understand it, is to, like, try to prevent them from committing suicide and hurting themselves.
Sure, yeah.
Like, hey, just be patient. Get through this, and it's going to be okay.
Well, I'm sure plenty of them are smart enough to realize that these classmates of them, you know, these peers, are going to be the generation that will, after they get out of school, grow up and have jobs.
That's true.
With the opinions that they had while they were growing up.
But at least you're not forced to be around them. At least you're not forced to sit next to them. You're not forced.
You may need a job and have a boss who has opinions different from you.
There's no doubt that that's possible. But there's jobs are a dime a dozen. If you don't like one job, you can go get another one. And you can't just go and get another school when you're going to these government schools. So they're forced into these day prisons with people who don't like them. And that's pretty unfortunate. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.